So a very relevant but difficult topic. Because everyone's hands are always chapped, your lips are chapped, especially as we go into the long winter, you know, everyone's gonna get issues with their hands, their lips. Are you allowed to put lotion or ointment or cream? Is there a difference between them on your hands or on your lips on Shabbos? Halacha l'maisa. So the Gemara in Shabbos talks about this oil, this ointment that you put on a barrel, this mishcha that you put on a barrel on Shabbos, and it's seemingly it's to plug up a hole, but that's a simple explanation. Rav says it is forbidden to smear this oil on Shabbos, on this barrel. Now, what's the reason? The Gemara says, Shemen is chalif b'shaiva. Maybe you're going to come, if you're going to come to use this shmir, this oil, what are you going to actually do? You're going to come to use wax next time. And by wax, that's the classic example of smearing something out. You like flatten the wax. So that would be a problem of the Isser, Rashi says, of mimareach, which is a toldo of mimachik, which simply put is smoothing. One of the Lamed Tes Mochas, you're not allowed to smooth on Shabbos. They did this with the hides in the base of Mikdash, and therefore you're not allowed to smooth it out. Fine. Rashi says this shemen is only usher if it's thick. Thick, it would be usher. So the question is, well, what is considered thick oil that it's forbidden to shmir and smooth out on Shabbos? That's going to have a big nafkamina, what thick means. So the Rambam simply learns that it has to be thick enough to plug up the holes in the barrel. Now, I don't know about you, but it sounds pretty thick. To me, that sounds like it's a pretty thick consistency if it's going to get mixed up with wax that could plug up the barrels. However, the Magen Mishnah seems to say, no, we're talking about not necessarily plugging up the holes. We're talking about like smearing it on the whole outside of the barrel, and somehow that will like hold in the liquid, or somehow make it smooth, and that somehow will make the liquid inside not go out the hole. Somehow it will get stuck into the... I'm not sure exactly Metzius, but the point is, according to the Magen Mishnah, it doesn't have to be thick oil. Any oil would seemingly be forbidden on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, when it talks about this halacha a little bit, in Shin Chav Zayin Dalid, we're up to in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really talk about the Isra of Mimachik at all. He really says, V'chelev v'shuman aser b'chol makom, any place, no matter, we're going to talk about refuah issues in a minute, but whether it's for refuah or not refuah, that's irrelevant at this point. But this fat, this chelev and shuman, it's aser mishum denitach v'nimas v'ave nolad. You're not allowed to put it on your skin because it's nolad, because it's going to melt and it's going to create a new entity, and that's the problem. But what it's not talking about is anything about smoothing. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah would not have a problem with regular fats and anything of any issue of smoothing.
It's liquid.
Oh, so we're going to get to liquid. So comes along the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, and in a footnote, quotes by Reb Shlomo Zalman, that if it's going to be, the liquid is going to be completely, I guess, swallowed up into your hand, or your hands. In other words, you can't absorb, right? It's going to become a nivla. It's going to be absorbed into your skin, that you're not going to see it after a few seconds, then that would be fine. That's not a problem with mimareach, because why? Because it gets absorbed in. That's not really what we're talking about. We were only talking about when you're going to have to smooth it out, or it could get smoothed out. That consistency where it's smoothable, maybe, is the best word, right? It's able to be smoothed once it's already sucked into your, absorbed into your skin.
What's a few seconds mean?
So I don't know. It's absorbed. It says, he doesn't really give a time. He says it's nivla begufo. His lashon is, I could read you his lashon. It's not really so helpful in terms of the time, but in Perek Lamed Gimel, is this one liner from Shlomo Zalman in Hara Nun Ches, it's a long Hara, but in the middle he says that he heard from Shlomo Zalman, it's completely like absorbed in the Adam, lo mikri mimareach. It's not called mimareach.
So these creams that we put on do this.
Good. So I'm not up to the creams yet. Sounds like from Shlomo Zalman, if something would be completely sucked into the, how about liquid soap? Oh, I don't mean to scare you or scare you or your wife, but tell your wife, I'm not using soap on Shabbos. Why? According to, if you say soap is thick enough, is very thick, maybe that would be a problem. According to Shlomo Zalman, though, if it's completely absorbed, soap, for the most part, is completely absorbed, the liquid soap, you put it on your hands, you can't see it. No? Am I wrong about that? Disagree? No, you put it on your hands a second later.
You wash it off, it can't be totally...
Yeah, but... Yeah, you wash it off, but then if you leave it there for a few seconds, know, definitely the clear ones, they seem to, for sure, I don't know, some of them, they get absorbed into the end. One second, I don't mean to scare you. I'm just trying to come out with clues here. You want the Chumrah, I'll give you the Chumrah in a second. But one second. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think there's room to say it's mutter, because it's going to get sucked in into your hands. And that's where Rabbi Yat seems to understand as well, that it, that liquid soaps are not a problem, except for, one second, how about, maybe you've heard of this Rav Moshe Feinstein. In Igros Moshe, a little bit scary, says, Boris Lach, what's Boris Lach? Liquid soap on Shabbos. What about using liquid soap on Shabbos? Is it memachik? Is this memarech? He says, even though it's lach kemayim, it's very liquidy, even though many people say it's okay to use liquid soap on Shabbos, ain't barley kol kach heter. I don't understand why it's mutter. Mikemen shenasa mizeh hamoines. So I spent a long time last night trying to figure out what hamoines are. I asked another Rav also. I wasn't sure what hamoines. It sounds like it makes like a foam. Umispashit harbe yoser mikafisha idea rechitza. Like I guess it spreads, it stays longer than simply water.
Lathers up, right?
I'm a hamoines. Like, if you figure out, you get a prize. Figure out what hamoines. I couldn't figure out what it is. That's another Rav. I didn't even know either. So I'm not sure. Hamoines. I looked at Google Translate. Doesn't say anything. I checked. Doesn't say anything. So I mean, it's something of a lather. Maybe it's a foam. It like creates a foam. It sounds like it's a foam. Vimke nicker shadayin yesh bezek tzas memachik. It's memachik. Lo kashard barm lachim kamayim meshemen. It's not simply like oil or water, which I guess gets absorbed right away or runs right off. It has some consistency to it. He would say, Ramosha says, therefore he says, even though maybe you could say by davar lach there's no memachik, ein nohagin bebesi heter zeh v'chein roi lachmir. So Moshe says liquid soap is a problem. So that's why if you look at all the modern English svarim, they always quote this from Moshe, and they say the best thing to do, you want to be really stark, you water down your liquid soap on Shabbos. Okay, I think there's room to be made. Obviously, Rabbi Ribiad himself says that this Moshe is a pretty big chiddush, because it's hard to understand, especially if we just said, according to that Gemara by the barrel, that it had to be have enough consistency, you know, to really block up a hole, according to the Rambam. So therefore, Rabbi Ribiad wants to say, you don't have a problem with liquid soap. Fine. So that's liquid soap. But I'm skirting around the issue. What about the ointment? What about the creams? Those creams are definitely thicker than liquid soap. So now you have problems. So comes along with Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, who was very makel before when it came to seemingly liquid soap if it's completely absorbed, and is not so makel. He says, you're so vel migiruyim kalambar, you got like little, you know, toughness in your skin or whatever it is. Mutr v'alasach b'shem, and you can put oil on it. Avalo b'mishcha. Now what is mishcha? Some type of ointment cream, right? Again, if you Google the word ointment cream and lotion, the difference between them, according to Google at least, is the difference is how much, I think, oil they have in it. That's, I think, the official definition that they use. So I'm not sure what mishcha literally, it's a consistency. So mishcha is definitely something which has a consistency greater than simply oil. That would be a problem. Why? And he says in the bottom, mishum memareach, because it's memareach. Because, hello, we just said anything which has consistency in it is a problem. So this is a perfectly healthy person we're talking about, let's say, who wants has something wrong with his hands, and he wants to put some cream on it on Shabbos. It would seemingly be a problem of memareach if it is a strong consistency. So you're going to tell me, fine. So that's the end of the Chabura, except for I've got 2 more minutes left. Up until here, it's fine. It seems like it's a problem if it's a thick cream or a thick lotion. So let's say you have a lotion which is not so thick. You have a very watery ointment or whatever. I'm not sure if it's lotion. I don't know if I think it's cream or lotion or ointment. One of those is more watery. So it's more liquidy. It's not as thick. So something less thick consistency. Are you allowed to put that on your hands on Shabbos? According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe it would be mutter, because again, maybe that's absorbed in your hand. It's more like oil. It's more like liquid soap. Mutter or usser. So that may be mutter because of memareach, but now for my last 2 minutes, I've got another problem. What about refuah on Shabbos? Why are you putting it? Not because you like to have oil on your hands on Shabbos. You're doing it because you don't want your hands to be chapped, or they already are chapped, no? So what about refuah on Shabbos? How are you allowed to do it? So you're going to tell me, well, refuah is mutter on Shabbos if you're a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Mazel tov. But no one, his hands are so chapped, they're lying in bed moaning all day on Shabbos. It's usually that it's annoying, right? You get hurt, so it itches for a second. Okay, fine, whatever it is. So yeah? Yeah, if it's bloody, okay, maybe your mom is in pain tremendously. So if it's so bloody that it's really really going crazy, maybe that's a different story. Let's talk about someone who's got a very mild eczema or someone who has just itchy and chapped skin because it's winter, right? So someone like that, where it's not really bloody, it's not the point where it's really killing him, but it you would normally put on cream. Mutter asr on Shabbos because of refuah. You're using cream, which is fine because of memareach, but what about refuah on Shabbos? So for this, if it's cream that people normally use during the week, in other words, or healthy people use it throughout the whole week, whatever, it's a regular cream which you put on a daily basis, right, a daily basis, or if it's cream to make your hands softer, but it's a healthy people use it, then it's fine because of the issue of refuah on Shabbos. Once it boils into once it walks into the field of medicine, then already prescriptions for sure, but what about over-the-counter stuff which are really medicinal? So then you've got problems. Rabbi Ribiat writes, one who's suffering from chapped hands or peeling skin should not apply oil or lotion to the affected area, as this has a curative effect on the skin by relieving the discomfort and by helping the skin heal more quickly. However, he says you could pour lotion onto the wrist, a place where it's not chapped, and then let it roll down onto it. So that's a big kula. So halacha l'maaseh, if you really hands are chapped, it seems that you've got two problems to put it on Shabbos. Number one, it may be memareach. Number two, it's really a refuah issue, and that may be the bigger issue if it's a real liquidy problem. The best way to do it is to put it on a different part of your hand and let it roll down. However, Rabbi Ribiat in the foot back of his footnotes in the Hebrew, he's got a clue. He writes, in English I say the chumras. He says, in the footnotes in the back, he gives a clue. So we'll see, we should read it in Hebrew. I don't know if we could say it in English, but I'll read you what he says. He says, he heard that all this lotion, hand lotion, is a problem because everything we just said, refuah. Then he says, ach, ula yesh l'chalik, gabe hand lotion. He writes in English over here. He writes in English, gabe hand lotion, to bizmanenu harbe regilim losuch besar mafil brim. Right, you see, maybe you're one of those people. You always walk around with Purell or always walk around with, like, lotion. You know, I know those types of people, right? They're really annoying to shake their hands. But Lemaisa, there are some people who are fanatic about it. They always have lotion no matter what. So those people, he says, Vimkeina, Derech Briam, this is the way of normal, healthy people. It's not Rafu on Shabbos. The Chain Reisi B'Sefer Kitzer Ha'Elcha Shabbos from Rev Posen from Washington Heights. Lahatim Mitam Zeh, Olanias Daiti Adinimo. He says, that's how I would pass. And but he writes, in the English I wrote, you should do it with the Shinoi. So put it on your wrist and let it come down. So Halacha L'maaseh says, if it's definitely lotion that you buy over the counter, which everyone uses, and it's something you use on a daily basis, there's for sure room to be Mako. Now, what about even if your hands are chapped? Can you put it directly on the chapped hands? If you look at Torah.org, we'll end with this, Rabbi Neustadt, the dying in Lakewood, he says, he has a tremendous kula. He says, if you normally put this stuff on your hands where it's not chapped, you know, you put it on every day. Now on Shabbos, your hands are chapped, you can still put it on. Assuming there's no memareach problems, but because of refuah, it's not refuah. Since you put it on every day, most of the days you're not chapped. Now what happens to me? Your hands are chapped, and I don't know, whatever it is, it's still bad. You can still put it on Shabbos directly on the chapped part. L'chora relying on this thing, because it's something you normally do, and everything is fine. Halacha l'maaseh, just to close up, because it's a complex sugya, I'll give me 10 more seconds. The halacha l'maaseh is definitely because if it's a thick lotion, you've got problems because of memareach on Shabbos. Once again, into something really watery and something that's going to be clearly absorbed into your body, it may not be a problem of memareach, but you run into issues of refuah on Shabbos. That is really a problem unless it's something which you normally use and it's nothing to do with refuah purposes. You really do have a problem. If you want to use something which is for refuah, the best thing to do is to put it on a part of your skin which is not chapped and not normal. That's not the place where it needs to go, and let it kind of like roll down by itself. That would be the best thing.
And you put lotion on every day also.
Right, we'll put on lotion every day, right? Unless, I'm not giving medical advice, but if you want to do that, right, if you put on lotion every day, right, and you're something normal and this is a normal thing to you, then there is more ahead to put on chapstick. Exactly. Chapstick on your lips would be a problem because same exact issue. Unless you normally put chapstick on every single day and you're one of these weird people put on chapstick every day, no matter what, summer, winter, and everything, then it would seem to be a problem because you really run into refuah on Shabbos.
Exactly.